This is a scholarly letter. This is in the volume 4, in letter number 1049. And this is dated the 15th, Baruch Hashem, dated the 15th day of Sivan Tov Shin Yud Aleph, Brooklyn. And this is said to the great genius. The Rebbe gives him some titles over here. And the Rebbe says, Shalom Abraham. Says, at the right time I received your letter, and I just also received your book, your Sefer. He wrote a Sefer HaBohir has footnotes that he wrote, that he enlightened, and the Rebbe thanks him profusely for sending it to him. And the Rebbe says that what you're writing over here, he asked the Rebbe, what's the Rebbe's opinion about his the work that he's done? So the Rebbe says, you did something very big, and you did with your sparks and your notes on the Zohar. This is on the Kabbalah, on the Zohar, Tikkuni Zohar, and the Boyer and the Zohar Chodosh. The Rebbe says, I see there's a lot of wisdom, and there's a lot of hard work over here, the Rebbe says, paraphrasing some of the words of our sages. So the Rebbe says it's known what our sages have expounded upon So the Rebbe says that he quotes it from the Gemara, which I wish I would remember here. I wish I could take the time to. I have to look up the sources over here, but it basically means they do helpful things to a person to help a person figure out, or to footnotes in different ways to explain, to expand. So the Rebbe is basically saying that. For studying of the Zohar and studying of the, it's very difficult something to study, and anybody, if by making it easier, he sort of that he helped out. And the Rebbe basically says, I see actuality. When I was looking in these Svarim myself, he says, I saw the great benefit. The Rebbe says. But the Rebbe says it's a shame that you were very short, that you didn't elaborate. You were very, very bekitzer, very short, even in places which you should have expounded. So the Rebbe says, I'm surprised. The Rebbe says, and I'm very, I'm almost shocked that besides very few places that can even be counted, even a child can see very few places you don't bring in your explanations from the explanation that is found in the books of the teaching of Chabad, of Hasidus, and it really would apply to your books. I mean, you could have used that, especially that in the Hasidus Chabad there is given a very specific explanation to various wisdoms of the Kabbalah and the various statements of the Zohar. So, and especially, the Rebbe says, I'm surprised in our days that these books of Hasidus are being spread out more and more, people are studying it more and more, and the opposition that used to take place is already gone. The Rebbe sort of maybe trying to say to him, if you're afraid that they shouldn't accuse you of, you know, promoting Hasidus Chabad versus anything else, the Rebbe says, then basically you don't have to worry about it. The Rebbe says, I sent you separately the Godesh of Pesach, and you're also going to be receiving, he's on the list of receiving the new pamphlets, and the Rebbe says that the Rebbe blesses him that the strength should be able to increase in both aspects, in the garment of Torah, which is the revealed part of Torah, and the soul of Torah, which is the Kabbalah, the inner part, nishmasa. And the Rebbe says, as I usually do, I went through some of the Sefer, and here the Rebbe says, and the Rebbe gives a few notes over here. The Rebbe makes them over here. Now, I'm not sure. What are the Rebbe is referring to? I think when the Rebbe was talking about before, it was the Sefer HaBoyer. I don't have any familiarity, unfortunately, with these Kabbalah books, you know, or the Svarim. I don't have enough to even. I should look it up. But probably, you should look it up on Wikipedia and probably get the answer. But I think what the Rebbe was referring to is the Sefer HaBoyer. He clarified a lot of things of the Zohar, and this one published the Sefer HaBoyer, but wrote notes on it. And here, and the Rebbe was making some comments on his notes. Okay.